something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Calabar, Calabar Ministry Center, Central Church, 16 Ayo Eta Street, off Barracks Road, Calabar, Cross River State, Nigeria. Worship with us on Sundays, 8 a.m., Wednesdays, 6 p.m. For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call 0806-738-2777 or 081-179-76302 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveworld360.com. This is a continuation of the message, Activating the Power.
Hallelujah.
Nothing means anything to me. Only Jesus. Only Jesus. Lift your hands toward heaven. Thank you. Praise you. Is there anybody here? Sit down. Is there anybody here who used to be in the occult? Before you were born again, you were in the occult. Any cult, any kind of cult. Is there anybody here, you were in the cult? Stand up. I want to ask you a question. Did you drink blood? You didn't. That was not a small, it was not a strong cult then. Sit down. Did you drink blood? You didn't. That was junior cult. Gentlemen, did you drink blood? You didn't. That was junior cult. Who was in a senior cult? were you in a senior cult? Did you drink blood? When you drank blood, what did you think? You thought you were in a different world. You saw yourself as a super being. You thought you were greater than ordinary human beings. Thank you. Let me tell you something. One day, that was the blood of human beings, falling blood. But in their mentality, they thought they were something. They drank the blood of another person. When you drink the blood of another human being, you can never be greater than the blood of that person. And the devil knows this, but he never tells them the truth. He deceives them. But he knows that in their thinking, they will feel that they are now greater because they drank the blood of another human being. But let me tell you, one day, Jesus called his disciples together. He brought a cup. As he held that cup, he turned to Peter. He said, "Drink it. This is my blood." Jesus was divine. This man began to tremble in his boots. He was about to drink the blood of the Son of God. He looked in it. Jesus said, "Go ahead and drink it." With his trembling hands, he drank it. He gave to the next one. That one drank it. The other disciple drank it. And they all drank it. Jesus said, "This is my blood of the New Testament. This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood." They were shaking. Why? He was letting them know he had brought them into a new relationship. From then on, I believe Peter must have gone home to his wife to say, "Guess what happened today? Yesterday," because it was in the night. So I've gone home the next day to say, "Guess what happened yesterday night?" So I said, "What happened?" He said, "I've been following this man for 3 years. But yesterday night, my eyes saw something." "What happened?" "He gave us something to drink. And he said, 'This is my blood, the New Testament.' Did you drink it?" "Yes." "Now," he says to us, "as often as you drink this cup, eat this bread. Because he gave them bread. He broke it, took bread. And it was hard bread. Did you ever see this kind of loaves in this country? They don't have them much here. They're hard. You go to Europe, you find them. He broke them. The ones we have here, we tear them. They even refuse to tear. He said, this is my body that is broken for you. Brothers and sisters, it was not for only those apostles there that day. He told us to continually break this bread and drink this cup. Then he says, as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you are demonstrating again the Lord's death. You are reaffirming the Lord's death. You are declaring the Lord's death. You are showing the Lord's death until he comes. That means, hey, listen, when he died, it was for me. He left his estate for me. Everything that belonged to him, he gave to me in this world. I am now eternally plugged in to Jesus Christ. We are knit together with him. He says, you are the apple of his eye. The Bible says, you are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. That's the reason when Saul of Tarsus, before he became a Christian, when he was persecuting Christians, one day he heard a voice from heaven. He said, Saul, Saul! Notice, he did not say, why persecutest thou my disciples? He didn't say that. Why persecutest thou my followers? He didn't say that. He said, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? Because what you do to anyone of God's children, anyone who's born again with that blood of Jesus Christ, you are doing to him. He feels it. If you touch one of them, you touch him. And he says, he will not hold that man guiltless. I speak to someone here today. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of the competition on your job. Someone's trying to get your job and do all manner of evil against you to get rid of you and take your position. He's a joker. The fire of God will burn so much on his head, he'll never forget it. I said the ministry has changed. The power of the Holy Spirit is ahead of us now. Before you get to us, you have to get to him. He's no longer following us behind, he's in front. When you're going to your office, guess what? Before you open the door, he has entered. He's no longer following us. He's in front. And there are no enemies behind. No more fear. The victory is ours. It says, count it all joy when you go through diverse tests. Count it all joy. Count it all joy. Hallelujah. Why? The Spirit of God is mightily present. I said, he's mightily present. I said, he's mightily present. Mightily present. Lift your hands, do whatever. Begin to praise you. Thank you. Never be tired in your life of praising God. There's nothing in life worth doing beyond praising him. Worship him. Thank him. Praise him.
Hallelujah. If you've not been born again, don't keep wasting time. It's time to give your heart to the Lord. It's time. It's time. So everyone who wants to be born again, and you want the life of Christ in your heart, you want Jesus Christ come into your heart, I want you to say these words after me and mean them from the bottom of your heart. Say, oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe he died to save my soul. I believe God raised him up from the dead, and he's alive today. I confess with my mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. From this day, I receive by faith eternal life into my heart, into my spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have a new life now. I am born again. I'm a child of God from this day. Amen. Praise God. If you prayed that prayer, I want you to know that God heard you and answered you. I want to pray for you right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray for everyone who just received salvation. Let the name of the Lord Jesus be named upon them. Satan has no claims over them anymore. They belong to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed now. You're blessed. In the name of Jesus. Write us and let us know you received salvation today, or you can call us on the phone. We'll be glad to hear from you. And when we get your details, we can send you a book. It's a small book titled Now That You Are Born Again. It'll help you start out your new life in Christ and begin building your faith immediately. Call us on the phone right now.
If you'd like us to pray with you or share your testimony, please call us on 0806-738-2777 or 081-179-76302 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveworld360.com.
You know, being in Christ Embassy is more than being in a church. It's more than a church. It's a vision. And when you worship at Christ Embassy, you learn more than just the letters. It's the spirit of the word. And something more about it is the fact that the Spirit of God gets a hold of your life, and then His vision becomes real, not only to you, but He makes that vision real in such a way that others get to know what the Word of God really is by watching the Word of God manifested in your life every day. And that's what we do. We share God's Word every day. As we minister, the Word of God takes root in each person, and then you become exactly what God wants you to be. And that's the reason I like people to come to Christ Embassy. That's the reason I invite them, because they are being a part of something that's more than a church. It's a vision, God's vision.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Calabar, Calabar Ministry Center, Central Church, 16 Ayo Eta Street, off Barracks Road, Calabar, Cross River States, Nigeria. Worship with us on Sundays, 8 a.m., Wednesdays, 6 p.m. Thank you for joining us today. If you'd like us to pray with you or share your testimony, please call us on 0806-738-2777 or 081-179-76302 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveworld360.com. This message is titled, Activating the Power. For the continuation of this message, please visit www.loveworldradio.fm to listen daily by 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. GMT plus 1. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS, or please call us on +234-188-8334 or +234-802-332-4188 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveworld360.com. Remember, one word from God can change your life forever. God bless you.